It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and once again, I'm your companion as we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. This week, we take a look at Night Pils, Dark Style Pilsner by Lagunitas Brewing Company in Petaluma, California. Should this one be brought out into the light or left in the dark? Let's find out. The mystery of dark pils starts the second you pour it into the glass. It is very dark, in fact, completely opaque. No light escapes the depths of this one. The smell is akin to porter, but with a cleaner, crisper, less earthy edge, and maybe not quite so malty as some. But what about the taste? Well, there's a little bit of coffee in this one, but unlike the smell, it's much, much earthier than just a stout or porter that mimics a coffee flavor perfectly. Bitterness is present in a pleasant quantity and sits at the back and sides of my tongue. The flavor does not coat the tongue, as it does with many very thick dark beers. The overall impression of the beer is actually very clean, which is a surprise due to the darkness and the depth of flavor. It's not thick or syrupy in any way. It's also not grainy or malty at all. It's just a lot of that very strong, very earthy flavor, and then it's gone once it's swallowed. It's very interesting, and I think very good. I'd try it again, and I'd recommend that you do the same. Lagunitas Night Pils is a nice 8.1% ABV, so it will keep you going all night long. If you're interested in seeking it out, by all means do. You can find links to this beer, as well as more information about Lagunitas, in the show notes. Well, that's all for this week, but I hope you'll join me next week as I don the plaid to try Highland Marauder Scotch Ale by Morgan Territory Brewing in Tracy, California. Is it true that there can be only one in this category? We'll find out next week. Until then, I hope you'll look us up on social media or maybe drop a note to us at 2minutebeerreview@gmail.com. That's the number 2 in front of the email there. I'm really anxious to hear from you, what you think about the show, what you'd like to hear, and most important, what you're drinking right now. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next time as we continue on our quest to taste all the beer.